Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Israel's military has said it has taken control of the strategically important buffer zone along the Gaza-Egypt border, meaning it now effectively controls Gaza's entire land border. And for the very latest, I'm joined on the line from Kerem Shalam border crossing by Alistair Bunkle, who's Sky News Middle East correspondent. Good morning, Alistair.
Good morning.
So Israel has said that it's taken control now of this really important buffer zone along the Gaza-Egypt border. Can you explain to us how significant that is?
Yeah, so this is known as the Philadelphia Corridor, and it runs east to west along that southern edge of Gaza, about 15 kilometres. And so what it means, as you said, is that Israel now controls all of Gaza's land borders, and of course, let's not forget, has a sea blockade in place. So effectively now encircles Gaza entirely. What they are doing now, having taken control of the Philadelphia Corridor, is they're finding tunnels and destroying tunnels. And those tunnels were used by Hamas and normal Gazans, I should say, to bring goods in from Egypt. In Hamas's case, weapons and items, to build the tunnels and the infrastructure, but also, you know, back in the day, years ago, you would have normal goods coming in, cars, food, etc. It was a very regular smuggling route, and the Israelis are now uncovering it and destroying it.
Mm-hmm. So when they say that they have operational control, what does that mean in real terms?
It means that they have a military presence along almost the entirety of that border, and they feel that they now have control of it. So the fighting along there is limited, and they are able to effectively, you know, take control of it. Now, that's not to say that fighting's not still going on in Rafah. It is. You know, we can hear it from Kerem Shalom. There's a lot of fighting going on, but they are still largely in the outskirts of the city. They have been, tanks have been seen in the centre, but they do seem to be going through their operations at the moment on a more... taking it a bit slower than we saw previously in places like Khan Yunis and Gaza City.
Mm-hmm. And what does this mean then for Israel's relationship with Egypt?
Well, Israel going to that, you know, to occupying that border was always thought to be a moment that would be very antagonizing for the Egyptians. But the Egyptians have largely remained pretty quiet over this. It looks as though they're accepting the Israeli presence there, whether or not reluctantly or willingly. But there are reports around in Israel today that, you know, in the medium to longer term, what the Israelis will look to do is occupy that permanently, but perhaps work with the Egyptians to build a border wall that runs deep underground, as they have elsewhere, as they have around the Gaza Strip elsewhere, walls that run deep underground to prevent tunnels, but also some joint military security cooperation with the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm. Because there are those who say, and I'm just reading from Al Jazeera, an assistant professor in public policy at the Doha Institute for Graduate Studies, said that the move signals a red line for the Egyptian government and that they're concerned about how it's going to impact their Camp David peace agreement with Israel. So is there a possibility that this does cross a red line and might be a very serious move for Israel to make in the context of that relationship with Egypt?
There was an incident about 2 days ago along the border that's remained somewhat shrouded in a bit of mystery, but it was an exchange of fire between the Israeli military and Egyptian soldiers. One Egyptian soldier was killed. Now, nothing much has come of that. It's sort of kind of been swept under the carpet between the two countries. If Egypt had wanted to make a big fuss about it, I think they could have done. And the reason I say that is I think it probably tells us quite a lot about where Cairo's position on this is at the moment. They, as I said, they might not like the fact that the Israelis are along the Philadelphia Corridor. But as we've seen, well, so far, and it's been a number of weeks since Israel first went into Rafah, the Egyptians have remained pretty quiet.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard yesterday that Israeli tanks had moved into the central part of Rafah. What is the latest on what's happening there?
So they are mainly operating still in the outskirts of the city, but now also on the western outskirts as well. They've been in the east for a couple of weeks. They have moved into the centre, but they haven't moved in a big way. What we haven't seen is thousands of Israeli troops in the centre of Rafah. We haven't seen long lines of tanks. There hasn't been very, very heavy fighting. That was the kind of picture that we saw in other major urban areas in Gaza over recent months. It hasn't yet happened in Rafah, and I think that's probably because the Israelis are mindful of this red line that the White House has set. No one quite knows where the line is, but yeah. It seems to be around a major operation, quote-unquote. And I think what the Israelis are trying to do is achieve a lot of their objectives without it becoming a major operation that will spook the White House into taking action.
You're right. We don't know what that means. I mean, the Americans had warned time and again that going into Rafah for them would be a huge problem. But now the tanks are in Rafah, and the Americans say this doesn't constitute crossing the line.
And I think the Americans are tying themselves in knots somewhat. I don't think they would like to be put in a position where they do have to take action against the Israelis, as the US president has threatened to do by withholding weapons. I don't think the White House wants that to happen. So I think if they can continue justifying their support for Israel, then that is their preference. And so as long as the operation, obviously what happened at the airstrike on Sunday night aside, as long as the operation can be much more low-key and the Israelis can avoid pictures of mass destruction coming out of Rafah, then they might just keep the White House on the side.
All right, Alistair, thank you for bringing us the latest. That's Alistair Bunkle there from Sky News.